With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And this week, we'll be joined by guest Mary Jane Copps, Congressman Peter Hoekstra, and Mark Kalish, and I'll be sharing some tips on developing first impressions. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So first up on the program is somebody who I met through her blog online, but really where she shines and her claim to fame is not the online presence, but it's really the phone presence. That's right. We've got the phone lady, Mary Jane Copps from Halifax. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm really honored to be here.
Fantastic. So, Mary Jane, I've been reading your blog for a long time, and you have a lot of advice about phone etiquette, how to develop the best phone presence. And Mary Jane, that goes both ways, both for somebody that's in the sales world trying to develop new contacts and new business relationships, but also probably each and every one of us, certainly all of our listeners, are taking calls all the time. Is phone etiquette important for both scenarios?
Absolutely, although I think that in terms of our use of the phone as consumers, it's sometimes difficult to be polite with some of the telemarketing calls we receive.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And I thought that was just a United States challenge, but apparently you have the same issue in Canada as well.
We certainly do. We certainly do. I think the last time I checked, we're at 50 years of receiving calls on our personal phones asking us to purchase something immediately. So that's a long time we've had that in our lives.
So I want to try to break this out into pieces. As I mentioned, many of us are recipients of those calls, certainly as business owners. We hopefully are working on establishing a good customer service program, and I want to get to that in a moment, but everybody's looking for new business. I was just having conversations with somebody over coffee this morning about how we are all in sales. Some of us wear more of that cold calling hat than others, but we're all trying to develop new relationships, and first impressions matter. We're going to be talking about that throughout the program. How do you think a professional can make the best first impression on their initial conversation with somebody over the telephone?
What a great question. Thank you. We have to recognize today that we have three challenges when we reach out to someone in a business-to-business context. And the first is that everybody we are calling is overwhelmed. We really have to hold that in our minds and be very empathetic about the fact that everybody has these long to-do lists. The other is what you and I were just talking about, this idea that we are about 50 years in of receiving unwanted sales calls, and that's made us all defensive as soon as we receive a call from someone we don't know. We have the automatic defensive reaction. So when we go to create relationship with someone, we need to dissolve that defensiveness really, really quickly. And then lastly, we're all suffering a bit from decision fatigue. So it's important in our first call with someone to really help them make the decision to have a conversation with us.
Interesting. Very interesting. So once again, we're chatting with Mary Jane Copps, the phone lady. Mary Jane, you work with corporations, entrepreneurs, not-for-profits, hospitals, universities, and governments to help improve phone communication. And I know one of the examples that you provide on your website is training for insurance companies. And certainly insurance companies are known for doing a lot of sales, and a lot of that initial communication and that initial first impression is conducted through the telephone. So that's fascinating. But as I mentioned, we are all on the receiving end when we're in business, whether you're in retail or whether you you provide services. Many of our companies, whether it's us individually, many of our companies have people that answer the calls. And here at the radio station, we've got an all-star producer, George, who's sitting there smiling at me. And he always makes a great first impression to anybody that calls. And now I'm expecting the humorous applause or giggles on the other line. But Mary Jane, we're all taking those calls. How can we ensure that our companies are doing the best job possible?
Well, the first thing you want to make sure is when you answer a phone is that the person hears your desire to be of service. And one of the things that mistakes that we make sometimes is when the phone rings, we grab it really quickly. And when we do that, because it's interrupted us, because none of us are sitting around waiting for the phone to ring, we'll still have the sound of interruption in our voice, and that will be what the caller or the customer will hear, is that we've interrupted them. So we want to allow the phone to ring at least once to alert us to the fact that we're going to answer it. There could be a customer at the other end, and we want them to hear our desire to be of service. So stop what we're doing when the phone rings and answer it on the second ring instead of the first.
That's great advice. We're chatting with Mary Jane Copps, the phone lady, who has written a book called The Phone Book, and that certainly is more frequently used than the old-fashioned phone book. So Mary Jane, what sort of advice do you provide either through your coaching sessions or in your book, your newly released book, which is available on Amazon.com?
Part of the book addresses phone fear or phone phobia, which is a growing phenomenon because we are using our phones for a lot of text communication, be that texting or email. So a lot of people are getting more nervous or more afraid of speaking on the phone. So I address some of the ways to deal with that in the book. But I also give a broad range of skills, how to start a conversation and inspire conversation in a business-to-business setting with someone that you don't know, how to deal with an upset customer, how to deal with the constant talker. So there's a lot of advice there in terms of how to communicate effectively on the phone.
That's fantastic. So, Mary Jane, you must have a story behind the services that you provide. You have branded yourself as the phone lady, and you have some great advice, and I strongly, strongly encourage our listeners to get on Mary Jane's website, thephonelady.com, to subscribe to the blog and really read and learn on a weekly basis some of the great tools and techniques that are provided. But Mary Jane, what's your story?
Well, I'm not sure where to start the story, but I guess I'll start. I started my first business at the age of 29, so way back in 1987. And prior to that, I'd been a real estate journalist. And I felt that I was very effective on the phone already. I did a lot of interviews on the phone and thought that starting a business and selling would be a breeze. And I was really wrong about that. So I started a business with a business partner. We were cold calling all day to get the business up and running, and it was a disaster, just a disaster. And I decided to start recording myself on the phone. And when I started listening to the recordings, a lot of the mistakes I was making were really evident very quickly. And I became fascinated with the psychology of phone communication. Why do some words work better on the phone than others? How do we focus on the other person so they feel comfortable having a conversation with us?
And you're certainly providing that advice to so many business people in this day and age. Business people, companies, And certainly I want to once again encourage our listeners to purchase a copy of Mary Jane's new book, available on Amazon.com, but also subscribe to the blog at thephonelady.com. But you are the phone lady, after all, so I can't just provide a website. I think it would be appropriate to share some additional contact information for you. Mary Jane Copps, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
Well, the toll-free number is North American, so it's 1-877-404-3290. And the website's thephonelady.com. And, of course, I'm on Twitter at thephonelady.ca.
Fantastic. Mary Jane Copps, the phone lady, thanks for joining us. Great techniques on providing good customer service every small business owner needs to know. And certainly the attacks in Belgium are on our mind, and we will be chatting with former Congressman Peter Hoekstra after the break to get his take. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North States Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss. We'll look at the roadways on the inbound Edens from Lake Hook to the junction. It's 24 minutes. On the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the Jane Addams Tollway and Canfield. Also pretty heavy between Central and the junction. And it slows down a little bit between the junction and California. O'Hare to downtown is 29 minutes from the junction 13. Outbound lanes heavy between the junction and Cumberland. Downtown to the junction 10. To O'Hare's 32 minutes. Express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 41 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 25. The Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 39 minutes. From the Tri-State takes about 27. And the inbound Dan Ryan is heavy between Stevenson and the Circle, 21 minutes, 95th to downtown. Express lanes are heavy between 43rd and the Stevenson. Tonight, 41 and rainy. Tomorrow, 50 and partly cloudy. Currently, 66. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
University of Portland has launched a Speak Up webpage that encourages students to report incidents of discomfort to its public safety department.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
You don't even have to experience it. If you observe someone else experiencing an interaction of intolerance, then you go ahead and call the university's public safety department.
I just died a little inside.
Get your kids out of these overpriced totalitarian re-education centers.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-300-0868. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-300-0868. That's 1-800-300-0868. 1-800-300-0868.
This past week, I was watching the news following the attacks in Brussels, and many of our listeners, certainly thinking about it, the people involved and its impact on the world and the global economy. Meanwhile, the president was out watching a baseball game, And I know former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, I know you've got a few things to say on the subject. Pete, thanks for joining us back on Get Down to Business.
Hey, thank you. Good to be with you.
So what do you think the president was thinking while he was watching the game? Do you think he was into the game or he was maybe a bit distracted? Do you want to give him that benefit of the doubt?
I'll give the president that benefit of the doubt. The president made it very clear this week that what he wanted to do was demonstrate to ISIS and radical jihadists that, you know, his schedule was not going to be impacted and that he was trying to send a signal that America's schedule would not be impacted by these terrorist attacks. There are those of us that disagree with that strategy and what he was communicating, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He knew what he was doing. I don't necessarily think it was the right thing to do, but that's what he did.
That's for sure. And I know you were quoted this past week saying that this is an all-out war, and I agree with that. And I think that many in this country might be in denial of the fact that this is an all-out war on the West, and it's we don't seem to have a plan to address it. But as radical Islamic terrorism is happening again and again and again throughout Europe, our economy, the global economy, seems to be attempting to rebound, but it just seems there's another attack, another incident that's affecting travel, affecting commerce. What do you think the effects of these attacks are having on the economy here in the U.S. and around the world?
Well, I'll tell you, I think I'm absolutely kind of amazed with the impact that the minimal impact it has had here in the United States. Obviously, our growth last in December, last month, 1.4%, anemic growth rate, but there's a number of reasons for that. But, you know, with what we see, and we're going to have a major study coming out actually tomorrow on the Investigative Project on Terror where I work, that demonstrates that, you know, this threat from radical Islam, you know, it's going to be a huge problem in the Middle East. It's growing in significance in Africa. Europe, obviously, is at risk, and it's also starting to spread into Asia. So, it's a global phenomena. But the world economy has been relatively resilient. But I don't think that's going to continue. I think Europe's going to have a very, very difficult summer, and I think you're going to see it's going to impact the economic climate there, just the general tone of business. And I think for them, they're very dependent on travel. I think there's going to be a lot of people by the time we get to June and July who are going to be rethinking their travel plans to Europe.
I agree. I think that the travel piece is the conversation has started over the past week about how little that has been discussed. People are used to it being so easy to jump from country to country and get around so quickly, and that generally speaking, things have been safe. But incident after incident, including this most recent one in the train stations as well as at the airport right outside the American Airlines check-in, I think will cause people to think long and hard about travel throughout Europe. But frankly, here in the U.S. as well, this past week I traveled, I had six different flights, and I'm running in and out of airports, and everybody's used to the annoying TSA checkpoints, but that's deep into the airport. There's a lot
right.
of risks ahead of that point, and I know that you, as the former House Intelligence Committee chairman, I'm sure that you've been privy to many of the threats, but this seems to be a new one, and it's certainly something that's not going away. So I think it's something that will start to affect how people conduct business, and that is coming our way. But Pete, you have endorsed Governor John Kasich in his campaign for president, and you continue to stand by him. Why?
I think John is a I served in Congress with John. John's a real leader. This is a guy that when I was in the House, when I got there in 1993, John became chairman of the Budget Committee in 1995, said, hey, we're going to balance the budget. People laughed. They discounted him. And, you know, a couple of years later, we were on the path to a balanced budget. We balanced it for 4 years. He led the fight to reform welfare, a huge entitlement that he changed for the good. He's fought the Pentagon. This guy is a leader. He's done it in Washington. He's done it in Ohio. And, you know, when I look at the candidates that are out there, John Kasich is the guy that has the demeanor not only to lead us domestically on domestic policy, but also has the demeanor and the background to lead us internationally.
Do you think John Kasich has a chance to win in Wisconsin?
I think John's got a chance to win in Wisconsin. I've seen some polls in the last couple of days that it's Cruz. I think it was Cruz and Trump were around 30 or low 30s. John was right around 20. That's not a lot of ground to make up in roughly a week and a half. And I think as John spends time in Wisconsin, he's demonstrating. He's up, I think, in Pennsylvania, or it's within the margin of error with him and Trump in Pennsylvania. And it's clear John's got to start winning some contests, but I think he's going to start winning. And Wisconsin and Pennsylvania may be two of the places where we start seeing the real move.
And Donald Trump and Ted Cruz seem to be engaged in an all-out war. We talked about an all-out war with Islamic terrorism, but they seem to be engaged in all-out war as well. Not on the issues, but right now the big debate is about their wives. Do you think John Kasich is a little offended that his wife has not been brought into the argument?
I think John is thrilled that Karen is not part of the argument. Throughout this campaign, John has always been talking about the issues. He's never gotten into this, personality clashes with any of the candidates. And it's another one of the reasons I like John. It's all about substance and content. America needs leaders that are going to focus on substance and content and lead. And, I've met Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a great guy. I've never met Donald Trump. And, obviously he's got some strong qualities as well. You don't get to be successful in business without being a strong, effective leader as well. But I got to believe that both of them wish that they hadn't gone down this road and that they were talking about the issues. That's the debate that they need to have. That's the debate the Republicans need to have. And that's the debate that we need to have moving into November about, this is a critical election about the future of America domestically and internationally. We need to be talking about the issues so that people can be informed.
That makes sense. I actually had the opportunity to meet John the other week right before the Illinois primary, and he truly is a gentleman, and he stuck to the issues. We met before the town hall in downtown Chicago, and he was truly a gentleman, a funny guy, and he did fairly well in the Illinois primary. I'm sort of shocked that Donald Trump won, but he's surprising a lot of people around the country. But John Kasich is it sounds like he is. Sort of betting on there being a contested convention, and that will be his shot potentially to the presidency?
I think that's exactly right. The only person really who has a legitimate shot at getting to 1237 on the first ballot, the number of votes you need to get selected as a Republican nominee right now is Donald Trump. And if John or Ted, either one of them catches some fire, or they both catch some fire, and Donald Trump's stumbles over the next 2 months, we're going to be very much on our way to a multi-ballot convention, and who knows what happens at that point in time. A multi-ballot convention could be John Kasich, could be Ted Cruz, could be Donald Trump, or it could be somebody that's not even running right now.
Well, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, we appreciate your insight on politics, on the issues affecting the world. And hopefully we'll have you back on real soon. I know people can follow you on Twitter to get your take on a lot of these important issues. Encourage people to check you out online at Pete Hoekstra.
Right. The other thing they can do is they can check us out on our report that's coming out tomorrow on the Investigative Project on Terrorism on the Global Threat.
Fantastic. And where can people find that?
That would be at theinvestigativeproject.org.
theinvestigativeproject.org. Thank you, Pete. Thanks for joining us after the break. I've got Mark Kalish telling us a little bit about the legislative updates out of Springfield, Illinois, our state capital. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Terror strikes in Belgium.
Two explosions erupted this morning during the height of their rush hour around 8 a.m.
The candidates for president respond.
Close up our borders.
A steady, smart, strong approach toward keeping us safe.
And you heard it all.
Two explosions and then one also in the subway area.
They want to kill us. That's their main goal.
What happens next?
Call it what it is.
Happens here.
It was a Muslim terror attack.
This is AM 560.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Brussels.
The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Riot police had to move in when a gathering to mourn victims of the Brussels bombings turned violent.
A peaceful memorial in Brussels marking the victims of the terror this week was disrupted this afternoon by a group of several hundred protesters, variously described as extreme right agitators or soccer game hooligans. Their signs were anti-ISIS, but their message could be anti-immigrant. "We're not into prayers and flowers," one said. "There are too many fanatics in this country."
Fox's Greg Palcott expressing his condolences, President Obama calling the families of Justin and Stephanie Schultz, the young American couple confirmed dead in those Brussels attacks. A spring snowstorm southwest of Wichita helping Kansas firefighters as they battle the largest wildfire in that state's history. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the Jane Addams heading eastbound, it's heavy between Roselle and Route 53, also pretty heavy between Elmhurst and the Kennedy Expressway. Once you're on Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the Jane Addams Tollway and Canfield, also pretty heavy between Foster and the Junction, and it taps the brakes a little bit between the Junction and Sacramento. O'Hare to downtown is 31 from the Junction 13. Outbound lanes heavy between Lawrence and Cumberland, downtown to the Junction 10 to O'Hare 27. Express lanes are looking good. Inbound Eisenhower Thorndale to the post office, 43 minutes from Mannheim is about 27. Inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 39 minutes from the Tri-State is 27. Looking at the temperatures tonight, 41 and rainy. Tomorrow, 50 degrees and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you're suffering with sleep apnea, here's the breakthrough you've been dreaming about. Now you can finally travel and sleep in total comfort anywhere without having to drag around a big, bulky CPAP device. It's Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. And right now you can try Transcend and enjoy 10 nights of restful, blissful sleep absolutely risk-free. Call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-900-6125. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom you've been dreaming about. The freedom to sleep comfortably everywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com for your 10-night in-home trial. 1-800-900-6125. That's 1-800-900-6125.
Back on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Now that we had former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Pete Hoekstra's take on the global economy, I've got my colleague Mark Kalish on the phone to tell us about what is going on in Springfield. Unfortunately, I believe it or not, I actually think it might be more of the depressing scenario. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. So the Illinois legislature is in session, on again, off again, taking up some important issues. Let's hope that a budget is in sight. There's nobody that knows more about the issue than you. Mark, do you think there's any chance that the Democrats and Republicans will come to some sort of a compromise?
I don't think we'll see a compromise. What we may see is similar to Pennsylvania. If your listeners are following, Pennsylvania was also in a similar gridlock, and what their governor allowed was the legislature passed a budget, and he just didn't veto it. I think a lot of us are thinking that that's something that could happen here, that Rauner will just allow a budget to happen. He's not someone who understands state operations well. We've seen that over his year plus in office. So I think he's now finally understanding what it means and how important it is for a state to have a budget. So if there's going to be a budget, it'll be more in the likes of Pennsylvania rather than an actual deal. We don't see any deal being cut right now. It doesn't look like.
Mark, you raise an interesting point. Our listeners that are following the news probably saw the headlines coming out about state budget compromise reached or state budget deal reached, and everybody got excited thinking that it might be the state of Illinois, but lo and behold, it means that we have won the award of being the last in the nation to potentially pass a budget, and it's still not there yet.
2015.
2015. We're a little bit behind, but that's what we do here in Illinois. So we had a primary election just the other week, and Rauner and Madigan, the two big players in the state, took a very, very active role. And I think there are some very clear winners and losers. What's your take on the outcomes of the recent Illinois primaries?
Well, I mean, obviously Madigan was the big winner in the two races that mattered, the McCann race and the Stratton race. Those were the two races that that really made a difference. What's going to be interesting, first of all, the governor's reaction is borderline delusional, and you know it's shocking. You know, take your licks. You know, understand you got beat, and then you know gear up for the general, which is going to be in November. There are some very interesting races, particularly the race of Representative Jack Franks down in the Marengo area, because right now the speaker holds a veto-proof majority in Springfield, and the weakest seat is probably that seat held by longtime state rep Jack Franks. So it'll be interesting to see the money that pours into that specific race and to see if the Democrats can hold that seat. Otherwise, Rauner will have no choice but to either make a deal or allow the budget to pass, similar to the way it happened in Pennsylvania.
And the interesting point is that most races are not even contested. So, Rauner's dream of having the Democrats lose their supermajority, even let alone letting the Republicans take the majority, it's basically impossible.
It's basically impossible, yes. And what I think the governor, you know, look at the top of the ticket. You know, you look at Trump and Hillary. My mother-in-law and I were sitting next to each other tonight, and she says out of 300 million people, these are the two people that are going to end up running for president. It's not so easy to find someone who's going to run for office. And the governor thought he would be able to recruit candidates, quality candidates, to be able to run for office. And I think that seems to be his most difficult challenge, that he wasn't able to recruit quality candidates to go up face the Democrats in the fall.
But money he has, and money speaks, although it's been pretty clear that the speaker's money has been going a long way. Mark, we only have a minute remaining, but are there any key priorities that you are focused on that you think, aside for the budget, although I know everything revolves around the budget, that you're watching and tracking and hoping will get through the legislature in this session?
Well, what we'd like to see really on the healthcare side is, you know, we represent a lot of long-term care facilities, and we really like to see how the managed care process is going to be worked out over the next few months. You know, we have a lot of rules coming out of Washington regarding CMS and the star rating for certain facilities. And we'd like to see how the state's going to start applying those rules and, you know, how it's going to take a practical approach for our owners. You know, caring for the elderly is a very important thing, something that the state takes very serious. So we'd like to see how they take those new rules out of CMS, apply them in the state here in Illinois.
Well, those are important issues. I want to make sure our listeners take the opportunity to get on our website, S4 Group, S4GRP.com. That's where you could get Mark Kalish's weekly take on news, politics, a quick roundup of political and industry updates, S4GRP.com. And there are several newsletters that anybody can sign up for, S4GRP.com. It's a free resource, and you can subscribe and forward along to anybody that you'd like. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom, for the opportunity. Thank you, always.
Absolutely. We'll check back in after the break. I'm going to share with you some tips about outsourcing your HR functions. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it's heavy between the Jane Addams Tollway and Canfield. It's also pretty heavy between Foster and the Junction. It's a little slow as well between the Junction and Kimball. O'Hare to downtown is 30 minutes from the Junction takes 12. The outbound lane slows down between Foster and Cumberland, downtown to the Junction 10. To O'Hare 24, express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes from Mannheim, takes about 26. Outbound lanes are rough from the post office to Mannheim, 24 to Thorndale, takes 37. On the Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 48 minutes from the Tri-States, 34. And the Dan Ryan inbound, heavy between the Stevenson Expressway and the Circle Interchange, 20 minutes in the locals. The express lanes are heavy between 43rd and the Stevenson. Tonight, 41 and rainy. Tomorrow, 50 and cloudy. Currently, 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest-growing, independently-owned business bank. Signature Bank listens to your story, learns about your business, and sticks with their customers. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
Hi,
I'm Brian Duncan, co-founder of Signature Bank. Born and raised in Chicagoland, my partners and I knew this city needed a locally owned business bank. As fellow entrepreneurs, we know the challenges facing businesses, and we are invested in our customers' success. We are here to build mutually beneficial, long-term, lasting relationships with our customers. We look forward to helping our customers reach their goals every day, and we are here to see them succeed. At Signature Bank, you work directly with decision makers who understand your business and can deliver on their promises.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. Learn more about turning your business vision into reality. Visit signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. My name is Shalom Klein, and we have been hearing from some fantastic small business leaders, including former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Mark Kalish, talking to us about legislative updates from Springfield, and of course the phone lady, Mary Jane Copps. And I learn a lot from our guests every single week, and I encourage you to download podcasts from some of our past shows. Those podcasts are up at shalomklein.com. Also up on my website, shalomklein.com, is information about an upcoming networking event, a speed networking event in Skokie. I know many of our listeners have come to these events that we have promoted in the past, and we always completely and totally fill up every single spot. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Again, my website, shalomklein.com, that's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week on the show, as well as register for some great upcoming networking events. So I wanted to tell you about something that I've learned along the Get Down to Business process. Many of you know that I am a huge fan of the folks at Tandem HR. Tandem HR is the group that we call our solution center. That's because they have solutions. They have solutions for business management. They have solutions for hiring. And so many of the things that we talk about on the air, I'll be very blunt. I'll be very honest. I learn from them, and I check with their professionals almost on a weekly basis about some of the things that I try to put into practice in my business, and certainly some of the advice that I share with our listeners is provided by them. And one of the big things that Tandem HR is focused on is this idea of outsourcing. And outsourcing is something our listeners surely know I'm a big fan of. You have to figure out what you do best, and you have to let other professionals do what they do best. That's why you hire a lawyer when you have a legal issue. That's why you hire an accountant when you need your taxes filed. So why should HR, why should human resources be any different at all? So I want to give you a few tips, a little bit of advice for you. First of all, a lot of this advice is available on their website, tandemhr.com. You can also call them at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. When you outsource your HR, when you outsource your human resources function, there are economics of scale and cost optimization. You actually save money. Think about it. What's the minimum that you could be hiring somebody in a administrative role? You know, you got to be paying a fairly decent hourly wage if you want to get talent. So often by outsourcing, you are adding a full service HR team at a fraction of the cost. You're also going to the market with a larger group. You're taking advantage of working with other companies. So Tandem HR has a lot of clients, and because they have a lot of clients, you benefit from that. You are able to use that the purchasing power, if you will, and go and attract the services that you are looking for at a lower cost. So you save money, you go to market with a larger group, and you get a full-service HR team at a fraction of the cost. And you're not just talking about entry-level HR professionals. You're talking about people in advanced senior roles, people that have been in the industry for decades and decades and decades. And think about how you could be taking advantage of that team. There's also vendor consolidation. Rather than going to one company in a payroll company, going to another company, a brokerage company, going to another company that helps you with your 401k issues, another one with some other ancillary benefits, and another one for EPLI insurance, and another one for workman's comp, you could go to one company that can provide all of those services under one roof. So think about it. When you have an HR question, you would call the professionals at Tandem HR. Once again, their phone number is 630-928-0510. And you'd get the answers to all of your questions all at once, as opposed to having to remember, who do we work with for this service? Who do we work with for that service? It's all under one roof. There's also shared liability. We all know that the buzzword these days is about Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. ACA. And there's a lot of rules and there's a lot of compliance. And instead of you trying to become the expert and trying to look up all of the latest rules, which are being released regularly, and it's certainly hard to keep track of those rules, Tandem HR has a team of professionals that are following the updates out of Springfield, following the updates out of Washington, and figuring out how you, their customer, their client, can be in compliance. There's also a lot of employment rules that that are impacting companies of all sizes. If you want to stay on top of those employment laws and make sure that you're not getting yourself into trouble, you want to work with the team at Tandem HR. There's also claim management involving health claims, workers' comp claims, and finally, access to benefits and products that are not typically available to a small business, like perks. Every company wants to provide the greatest of value of why somebody, a professional, should want to work at that company and not their competitors. Many small businesses, however, don't have access to all of those resources. When you work with a team like Tandem HR, you're gaining access to a suite of products and services that you otherwise might not have access to. And as I mentioned, a team of professionals you might not have access to, certainly not at the price. So I encourage you, check out Tandem HR, check out their resources and services available on their website, tandemhr.com. We call them our solution center for a reason, and I encourage you to pick up the phone and give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Tell them you heard about the services of Tandem HR on the Get Down to Business radio show. They'll take good care of you. Tell them Shalom sent you. Once again, tandemhr.com, 630-928-0510. Once again, I want to encourage you to get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We also have a number of great events listed on the website. But we've been talking a lot about first impressions. We spoke with Mary Jane Copps, the phone lady, earlier in the program. I'm going to be continuing that discussion about how to make a good first impression in your business meetings. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. After the break, more tips, advice, and information.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-693-5226. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-693-5226. 1-800-693-5226.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. Tell me truly, when you first meet someone, how long does it take you to form an impression of them? 5 minutes of good conversation, you think maybe 15. Turns out that maybe we're giving ourselves just a little bit too much credit. One study that I looked up found that people have already inferred several of your personality traits, including competence, trustworthiness, and likability, to name an important few, just 100 milliseconds after meeting you. Another suggested that people form an opinion of you the second they hear your voice. So first impressions are made quickly, and more often than not, you want to make a good one. So perhaps you're preparing a job interview, maybe attending a best friend's dinner party. Either way, anticipating the experience can be nerve-wracking because you want to put your best foot forward. You know it's important to be yourself, to be friendly, witty, at ease. You also want to make a good first and lasting impression. I get it. So here's some of my favorite tips for doing just that. You want to do your research. Who exactly are you hoping to impress? This is always a good first place to start. Do research on the people you're trying to influence. Sometimes easier, sometimes harder. But if you know people ahead of time, use them. We know that the internet's great for digging up information on just about anyone. Learn a little bit about the people you're trying to meet. What are their names, backgrounds, hobbies? You don't have to learn everything about them. Of course, that's a little creepy. And you can and should let some of the topics come up naturally in conversation. But the more research you do, the more at ease you'll feel. Prep and practice. This is my advice for just about anything. Be prepared. Put that research into practice and come up with some questions and topics. No need to memorize everything. You don't want your first impression to be stiff and robotic after all. But if you have something to say, you'll be prepared. And the key is feeling calm. Look the part. You sure clean up nice. Isn't that the best backhanded compliment? That's neither here nor there. Let's call it a compliment. Remember that that's what we're going for over here. Beauty is subjective, of course, and undoubtedly in the eye of each and every beholder, but I think we can all agree on what it means to look our best. Wear something you feel good in. Wear an outfit that's clean, fits you well. Most importantly, be comfortable. If you don't usually wear jewelry or contact lenses, for instance, now is probably not the best time to start. Make a good first impression starts with being comfortable and confident. Smile. Listen, I don't like being told to smile as much as the next person, but body language is important. You make a good first impression by smiling. There's a study conducted by Kelton, which confirmed that smiles were vital markers of a good first impression. According to that survey, 1/3 of Americans typically notice someone's teeth first, and another 24% remember teeth more than any other physical feature after meeting someone new. And what's more, 3 in 4 Americans trust someone with a great smile over someone with great clothes or an impressive job. So if you have wanted to improve your smile for a while, look at some of those tools that are out there. Smiling also improves your overall attitude, and your attitude, whether you mean to convey it or not, is also a big determinant of how people perceive you. It's a lot harder to appear sullen or rude when you have a big smile plastered to your face. It's just science. Follow up and follow through. In my humble opinion, the best way to make good first and lasting impression is by following up and following through. Because you are the savvy person that I know you are, I'm sure you exchanged contact information. I'm sure you had a business card with you, and you exchanged it right after you met them. And make sure you follow up, and you're helpful and friendly as a follow-up. Remember, you can't control everything about what people think of you, but you can do your part to shape the perception. And that brings me to the best and most important tip of all, be yourself. It sounds cliche, but the sentiment remains true. Do your best, prepare and represent yourself. Make sure it's that, it's yourself. How do you make a good first impression? Share your tip with me by visiting my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. What a great lineup of guests that we had. We had Mary Jane Copps, the phone lady. Her website is thephonelady.com. We also heard from former congressman, former House Intelligence Committee chairman, Pete Hoekstra. You can follow him on Twitter, at Pete Hoekstra. And he provided a great, his take on the John Kasich campaign for president, as well as the attacks in Belgium. We spoke with Mark Kalish, and you can visit the website s4grp.com, subscribe to some of his email updates. And finally, we talked about how to outsource your HR functions. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. For those of you celebrating Happy Easter, I look forward to sharing more tips, advice, and information next week. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,